Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Beasley switching it in. The U.S. go up. What a goal from Carlos Bocanegra.
Lloyd will try a long hit. What a goal from Lloyd. This is spectacular. It's hit with no regard for humanity. Is this the moment for Shaqiri? Yes, it is! Switzerland! And Shaqiri has scored in the 90th minute. That was worth the price of admission alone.
This is Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Brought to you by the Daspit Law Firm, DaspitLaw.com. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Glenn Davis.
All right, welcome into Soccer Matters. You know the drill tonight. We put it out today on social media in all of our landmark places. What I want in the first couple of segments here tonight is you, the soccer fan, you, the Houston soccer community, or you, the sports fan. You call in tonight for 1 minute. You can tell me why it's important to you that in 2026, Houston, Texas will be hosting the World Cup. We have hit the mother load here that this is coming here. We're streaming at ESPN975.com. The number to call in is 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776. So that is where the focus is right now. What does the World Cup coming to Houston mean to you? We know the city's going to make a boatload of money. We know the obvious financial gain and global attention we'll get. We know that people will arrive here from all over the world. We know it's going to be the biggest party we have ever had in sports here. Sorry. Bigger than the Super Bowl, bigger than the World Series, bigger than NCAA basketball, which are all amazing events. But this is something different. So, the Houston soccer community, your passion, your engagement of the sport, this is what has brought us World Cup in 2026. Make no mistake, whether you're someone who just, I don't know, you might be out lining fields for youth soccer games. You might be cutting the grass. You play the game, coach the game, manage the game. Maybe you're an administrator of a league. You run a facility. Maybe you're filling pubs on weekends, watching your favorite team, whether it's Manchester United, Manchester City, Chelsea, Club America. We've got ridiculous amounts of supporters groups in here. Or simply you just bought a ticket and attended some of the great international product, the MLS product, and the NWSL product. You have engaged in the game. You have helped to shine the light on soccer and the passion that this sport brings out in people here every night. And right now, as we're doing this show, fields are filled around Houston with people playing the game they love from countries from every corner of the globe in this city. And sometimes, you know, the politicians and everybody take it right. Oh, look at all the money the city can earn. Yeah, I get that. My job is, though, the place that I focus on is our soccer community and the amount of people that get enjoyment out of this game, their connection to it, through their children. I told a story the other day about my father, who grew up playing traditional American sports, who passed about 5 weeks ago. And by the way, happy Father's Day out there this past weekend to all the fathers. And special notation to the stepfathers and or those who have stepped in for children that don't have fathers. These are some of the unsung heroes. But back to the World Cup coming here. We've got a wonderful 4-year run-up to this. We got Qatar coming up. We get to watch a very young, talented U.S. national team. 713-780-3776. Call in and tell me why it's important to you, Houston. Why you personally are excited the World Cup has been awarded here to Houston, Texas. All right, let's go to the phone line, start with Michael. Michael, what do you have to say? Okay, I don't think he's ready.
He hasn't finished screening the call yet.
Okay, we're screening the call. All right, well, Andrew, you tell me. What in your opinion about the awarding of the World Cup here, what does it mean to you?
It means everything, Glenn. We have the most diverse city in our great country, and the fact that we're going to be able to get to put that on display, all the melting pot, the mixture of cultures and backgrounds that we have in the city, and we're going to get to put it on display for the world to celebrate and to see. And I think we're probably going to get some knockout stage games, Glenn. I really genuinely believe that, and I think it is going to be just the greatest stage to showcase everything that our incredible city has to offer. And the fact that we're getting to broadcast that out to the world is truly special to me. I think it's going to be amazing.
That is a very prideful and a very Houston-oriented response there, a pride for your city. I love that. And that's also what this is going to bring. Okay, so are we ready to go here? Let's go to Michael. Michael, give us a minute here on why the World Cup coming to Houston is important to you.
Yeah, Glenn, I think you nailed it in the intro. This is bigger than the Super Bowl. This is bigger than World Series. This is bigger than NCAA Final Fours. This is the world's game, and the world will be watching our city for hopefully multiple games, and like the last caller just mentioned, hopefully knockout round games.
Are you someone that
I remember in 1994?
Are you someone that plays the game? Where did you play?
Yeah, I've been playing my whole life.
And you played in college, and you played local, and I know who this is, American University, Michael Grinspoon. Why would I know that you would be the first guy to call in? I absolutely love that. You're going to say something about 94, then I'm going to move on because we got a lot of callers. What were you going to say, Michael?
Of course. Yeah, just in 94, it was an amazing experience, but we had to drive up to Dallas for it. Right now, it's in our own backyard, and all the kids and adults can enjoy it here in our hometown.
Beautifully said. Thank you, Michael. Let's go to AY. And Michael played at American University. By the way, you want to call in, you want to talk about the World Cup and what it means that Houston has got it, 713-780-3776. One of the great callers on our show, AY. AY, go for it.
Hey, Ben, how you doing tonight?
I'm great, and I want to hear why it's important to you that Houston got the World Cup.
You see, from even before the World Cup, you know, anytime there's a national match, any national team that comes to Houston, Reliance Stadium, NRG Stadium is always full. I can tell you that in the city of Houston, we have a diverse base of fans of almost all countries. I could remember during the Gold Cup, you see, the stadium is always filled to the brim. Talking about the World Cup, no matter the countries that are playing in Houston, you will see the excitement, you will see the buzz. You know there is something happening in Houston whenever a national team comes to this country, to this city. I remember when Argentina came during the World Cup in 2013. Just imagine when Messi alone, the buzz of Messi around the city, you could tell there was something happening. So for me, I'm so excited. And I'm hoping that my country of Nigeria will qualify in 2026 and maybe come and play a match or two in Houston. That's the prayer. But whatever it is, I can tell you, Houston being a host city is great.
AY, thank you so much for that phone call. Go Super Eagles, and a lot of pride in that call. Thank you, AY. Let's keep this rolling here. 713-780-3776. Call in tonight. Tell us why it's important to you that the World Cup is coming to Houston. We're hearing a lot of pride coming out of Houstonians, a lot of passion around the game. Let's go to Justin. Justin, what do you have to say?
Hey, I'm excited. And, I'll get to take my daughter, who will probably be, 5 or 6 at that time, to a professional soccer game. I'm probably going to take her to a Dynamo game, get her into the thing. It means a lot. I've heard stories about what it meant in 94 to, families and, fathers and sons and, families and their siblings. And, it means a lot to me. I'm excited that I'll be able to actually experience it. I really wasn't following soccer in 94, but, I'm entrenched in it now and I'm really excited,
Justin,
it's going to mean a lot for, yes, sir.
I think you're bringing up a great point. You can wake up in your own house. Can you imagine taking your son and daughter to a World Cup game, which only happens every 4 years, only the second time ever in the United States. It is a rare, unique athletic event. And 15, 20, 25, 30 years from now, indelibly, that'll be etched in both your minds, and you'll be talking to your daughter, who at that time might even be married, and you'll be talking about the day as a 6 or 7 year old you took her to a World Cup game. Finish up, and then I'm going to keep it moving.
I mean, that's pretty it, and hopefully, you know, it makes it to where she loves the sport as much as I do.
There you go. Thank you, Justin, for that. 713-780-3776. Come on. What do you have to say about Houston getting the World Cup? What does it mean to you personally? What does it mean for the city? It could mean something very different to you. Let's go to Peter. Peter, what do you have to say?
Hey, Glenn, thanks for having me on. I'm going to keep with the same theme. It's all about family. I remember 94 going with my father to Dallas and watching South Korea and Germany. And it was one of the greatest sporting event memories that's etched in my childhood. And I will take that to the grave. And I hope I can bestow that onto my kids when I take them in 2026.
Yeah, I love
that. My daughter's going to be roughly the same age as I was when I went in 94. And I can't think of anything better to spend it with my kids in 4 years.
Man, that's fantastic. You're giving me goosebumps there, Peter. I love that. Thank you for that phone call. So Peter calling in, 713-780-3776 is the number. What do you say? Houston getting the World Cup in 2026. Houston soccer community, you did it. Your participation in the game, your filling of fields every night, your filling of stadiums over the years for the last 22 years, and our soccer history here has led to this moment. Houston soccer community, 713-780-3776. What does the World Cup coming here mean to you? 74. I'm learning about the game in New Jersey. I'm loving the game. It's the World Cup final. It's West Germany against the Netherlands. You couldn't watch it on TV. My father takes me to Madison Square Garden, the Knicks, the home of the New York Knicks and the New York Rangers. In the middle of the basketball court, where the Knicks logo is, are four screens, a cube, basically. And there's whatever the garden filled at the time back then in 74. I think it was 17,000 plus or 18,000. We get off the PATH train. We hit the streets of Manhattan. There's Germans everywhere with flags. There's Dutch, the Netherlands flags flying everywhere. And it's like a whole new world to me. And here I am amongst these two groups, and I'm seeing this passion for the game. And, you know, you got the Netherlands with Johan Cruyff and Johan Niskens and Wim Serbier and Jan Jungblud and Ruud Krol. You got West Germany with Franz Beckenbauer, Gerd Müller, Wolfgang Overath, you know, all these massive names in the history of soccer. And I never forget it. Watching TV screens, flags are waving in the garden, fans are going crazy, singing, cheering, and I never forget that moment. My brother was with us, too. He snuck down to get closer to the, you know, I guess he must have manipulated his way down to the floor to get closer to the screens, but pretty unbelievable. All right, 713-780-3776, what does it mean to you, Houston, getting the World Cup? Personally, let's go to Bill. Bill, what do you have to say?
Hey, Glenn, it means a lot. It's the premier sporting event in the world. And, you know, I go back to the World Cup in 1994. I went to 6 games in the World Cup in 94. I lived in Houston, and I traveled, you know, for 5 of them in Dallas and one of them in D.C. So all eyes are going to be on the city, and I'm excited about it.
I'm glad you called, Bill. And let me just, for full disclosure here, Bill McDonald came here in 84 to play with the Houston Dynamos. He's the coach at Strake Jesuit Preparatory College Preparatory School, 600-plus wins. Bill, thank you for calling in, and I appreciate that.
You got it.
All right, so that's Bill McDonald. So that's, you know, all these guys that have been in and around the game in Houston for so long. Imagine that, 600 wins as a high school coach. It's a lot of wins. A lot of dedication, a lot of passion for the sport. 713-780-3776 is the number to call in. 713-780-3776. What does the World Cup coming to Houston mean to you? Maybe you don't like that it's coming. Do you think there's some people that would not like that it's coming in sports because they might have to cover it? I don't think so.
I think even the world's biggest football or soccer hater, Glenn, probably would still be in favor of the World Cup coming to Houston. I can't imagine that there is more than a tiny handful of people who probably just hate everything in life that aren't appreciating how amazing it is that we're having this event come to our city.
Yeah, it's pretty – listen, it's only the second time it's ever been in the U.S. And if you remember in 1994, the stipulation from FIFA, the world governing body of the game, to giving the United States the World Cup was this. And in 2 years, you got to get an outdoor professional league up and running again because it was defunct at the time and the indoor game had taken over. So that's what happened. And, man, I don't want time to go too fast, but I do know the opportunity we have building this up the next 4 years, specifically for our city and our soccer community. I mean, there's going to be a lot of byproduct that comes out of this in the next couple of years that we can learn that'll help us grow the game, the passion, the excitement, the pride for the city, all these beautiful things. All right, seek performance, find luxury. Advantage BMW Midtown Experience, premier service tailored for you. Look, this is where I get my vehicles. At Advantage BMW in Midtown, excellence isn't just offered, it's expected. So when you go down to Advantage BMW in Midtown, talk to Justin. They're dedicated to putting your time first. Their expert sales team is going to help you find the perfect new, certified pre-owned, or pre-owned vehicle. You're going to get that German engineering. Discover something special. Discover your hometown Advantage, San Jacinto at Gray, or at AdvantageBMWHouston.com. And a reminder here, we do have, in a very, very big way, as a precursor to the World Cup in 4 years, Houston's biggest night of soccer coming to Energy Stadium July 20th. The Premier League champions are here. Manchester City, Pep Guardiola, Erling Haaland, their new signing, Kevin De Bruyne, taking on Liga MX powerhouse Club America. It's the Copa de Lone Star. You can get your tickets at CopaDeLoneStar.com or Ticketmaster. We'll take a break. We got more to come.
Listening to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Brought to you by the Daspit Law Firm. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Glenn Davis.
I'm going to let this play a little bit because this is like really good festive music right now from Van Halen, Dance the Night Away, because we are pumped that the World Cup is coming to Houston. And by the way, what does it mean to you? Give us a call at 713-780-3776. We're getting a lot of prideful moments about Houston, Texas in the soccer community. We're getting a lot of people talking about the moment of being able to take a son and daughter to a World Cup. 713-780-3776 is the number to call in. By the way, soccer's biggest night, July 20th. We got Manchester City coming here to take on Club America. This is put on by Lone Star Sports and Entertainment and David Fletcher over there. Tickets are available at Ticketmaster and at CopaDeLoneStar.com. That's CopaDeLoneStar.com. Again, that's July 20th. So Erling Haaland is coming with City. His father played there. And we'll probably get to some talk on how he'll fit in. Let's continue with the phone calls, though. It's 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776. What does it mean to you that the World Cup is coming to Houston in 2026? Garrett, what do you have for us?
Hey, Glenn, it's Garrett. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Give us a minute here on what the World Cup coming to Houston means to you, Garrett.
Oh, it's huge. It's huge. When I was a kid in 94, when the World Cup came in, it's just what solidified my love for the game. And having two boys now and being grown up to have the sport here in Houston, it's just going to add to their love of it. I plan on taking them to as many games as I can in both Houston and Dallas. So super excited, man.
Garrett, thank you very much for the phone call. And I will remind this audience, Garrett Grinsfelder won a national championship at the University of Connecticut. What year was that, Garrett? 2000?
That was 2000, back in the day, my friend.
Chris Bondi, Garrett Grinsfelder, Edwin Rivera, Sam Forco, and Ryan Brown. Five kids from Houston from the same soccer club, national title on ESPN that year. That was a big, big Houston soccer moment. And Garrett, thank you very much for the phone call tonight.
Yeah, by, thank you, Glenn. Thanks for what you do in soccer in the city. See you.
And by the way, Chris Bondi is the head coach now back at the University of Connecticut. So the guy that won the Herman Award, which is equivalent to the Heisman, from Houston, came here from Liberia, goes back and is now the head coach there. Chad Riley is the head coach at Notre Dame. We got coaches all over the place. Jaime Frias grew up playing in Houston. He's the coach of U of H. These are things that we need to get out in the community and not enough people talk about. Our history that goes back to 67, West Ham United playing Real Madrid in the Astrodome, the first ever soccer game. Bobby Moore lifted the World Cup in 66. He's there in 67 with West Ham playing against Real Madrid. Christian, what's on your mind? Why is it important that... Christian, tell us why it's important to you that the World Cup is coming to Houston.
Well, you know, first of all, to begin with, you know, like everybody has been saying, you know, raising a new generation of soccer lovers. You know, everybody's talking about how when they were kids, they used to, you know, they have the memories of 94. So imagine, you know, taking our kids and making memories for the future and talking about, you know, 2026 in Houston. And then also, you know, the validation that brings to people like you, you know, to Glenn Davis, to the Eddie Robinsons of this world, basically, you know, for you guys, you know, choosing to cover soccer, choosing to continue the love, you know, to all the people that cover the sport in the city or have businesses that, you know, contribute back to the sport, you know, it's a validation to them that, you know, they're doing something right and supporting the sport of soccer, basically.
That is beautifully said, and I want to tell you something, Christian. The way you just said that was beautifully said. What I want to make very clear to people listening tonight, and I'm trying to make clear when I go on local TV and things, is that this is an inclusive win for all of us. We all have ownership. The Glenn Davises, the Eddie Robinsons, yeah, we're one of millions in this city that love the game. So we're just examples. We're no different than anybody else. Okay, maybe I have a few more. Me and Eddie might have a few more platforms than others. But there are people throughout the soccer community. There are guys going back in time. Milt Nyme, Bob Yampe, Paul Mendez, Rodrigo De Luna. I mean, I can go on and on. Eduardo Beltramini, who was bringing games in here, okay? It goes back, and it just doesn't go back to 2006. But we also include that, the Dynamo Championship years, the things that have happened in recent times, the things that are happening on soccer fields that are filled tonight. So, yes, as much as we're out in front of it, that's great. But this is everybody's got ownership in this. And this is the reason why I want people calling in tonight at 713-780-3776, because I love hearing you talk about it. I don't want to talk about it. I've talked about it enough. I want to hear you talking about it. And I thank Christian for that phone call. Guillermo, come in here for a minute. We need Guillermo to come in here because I want Guillermo to come in. Guillermo is a young man I've met here the last three shows. He's interning here at ESPN 97.5. He's a huge soccer fan. Came up to me right away, made it very, very clear that he's a huge soccer fan. So, Guillermo, tell me, what does it mean that Houston's getting the World Cup to you? Because in the short time I've gotten to know you, I have quickly realized you love the game and you have a lot of knowledge about it.
Oh, yeah. I love the game. There's nothing to not love about the game. But to love the game is something. But to be able to witness something like a World Cup, I personally live 5 minutes away from the Energy Stadium. So this for me is, I can't leave this city until 2026. I need to be there. I need to experience this experience that not a lot of humans can even think about, you know, doing something like this. So this is huge, not only for me, but for the city of Houston and soccer over here in the States.
I like that. You're going to be able to walk to the games. That's even better. Now, let me ask you another question before you go. The World Cup and the patience we have to have. We have to wait every 4 years for it. And I know sometimes they float this theory, oh, let's do it every 2 years. And, you know, if you do it every 2 years, you're going to totally, you know, you're going to take the mystique away from it. You're going to strip that down. And sports right now is really good at stripping down mystique. The fact that it's every 4 years and a singular moment from a singular player can just change a guy's entire life. See, that's the thing I like about it, is that there have only been set amount of World Cups and there's only set amount of World Cup moments.
World Cup moments really are something spectacular. You know, you said it was every 4 years, but it's for a reason. It's a process. And the World Cup really is the biggest stage out there. And when it comes to big-name players, and they create these moments and they create these memories for not only the players and the fans, but just history in general for the game. We've seen it happen time and time again in the past and hopefully in the future as well.
Guillermo, great stuff. Very, very nice contribution here. I mean, with you and Andrew here, we got a show. By the way, what do you think of the show? Do you like the show? Do you like the show? Is it a good show? Am I any good? Or, I mean, tell me.
I love the show. Everything that is on the show, the content, it's all great. It's all here. Hey, to listen to.
I'll hand you the $100 bill on the way out. Guillermo, great stuff. Thanks for coming on the show tonight.
Thank you, Glenn.
All right, 713-780-3776. Come on, what do you got to say? Houston's getting the World Cup. Are you kidding me? And by the way, Jerry Jones is already pitching right now, Andrew. He wants the World Cup final at Jerry's World up in Dallas. Do you think Jerry's World could get it over New York or L.A.?
Just because of the pull that Jerry Jones has.
I was going to go there, too.
I think that there's a shot. And frankly, the New York stadiums are not the best. I still think that L.A., with their brand new SoFi Stadium, I don't know if you've seen it, Glenn, but it is absolutely gorgeous. I mean, it's the nicest stadium we've got in our country. That plus the weather, especially in the summer, I think might give L.A. a slight advantage having a pseudo-open-air stadium. But look, if anyone's going to pull it off, it's going to be Jerry Jones.
Yeah, and connections mean a lot. They're claiming that Boston got a real edge because of one Robert Kraft knowing Infantino quite well. 713-780-3776, the World Cup coming to Houston. What does it mean to you? I mean, look, we all know the commercial benefit it's going to bring. We all know the financial gain, the global attention. You're going to hear this over and over for a lot of years now, and this is a great thing for our city. It's great. But I'm taking it to you, the people, because this is the people's game globally. This is the game that's played by more humans on the planet. Half the planet will watch the World Cup final. All you need is a ball. It's the game that touches more hearts and souls. 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776. Yeah, it's going to be a party down here. I mean, downtown Houston, you're going to have people coming from all over the world. The global attention will be here. But bar none, this will be the biggest sporting event ever held in Houston, Texas. My excitement is around the fact that we're going to wake up in our own homes here in Houston, right? You're going to be able to take a son and daughter to the game, which, by the way, we've heard a lot of that from callers tonight. And they're going to have these moments that, you know, fathers have taken young men as teenagers or young women to games, and now they're talking about it, and they're repeating the process with their kids. And, you know, hey, it's one thing to go to a league game. It's another thing to go to a rare World Cup game, and it to be right in your city. These games are going to be a reference point in life for many people. The connection's incredible. And I'm going to say it again, Andrew, as we sit here at this moment right now, and we're doing this radio show at 7:35 on a Tuesday night. Soccer fields around Houston are brimming with players of all ages, and that includes adults of all ages, coaches teaching the game, the passion of the game. The one thing that I am hoping is that now, with the next 4 years, that coaches in our youth community that got to move players through fast, sometimes way too fast, that don't have a lot of time to spend because there is a lot of profiteering and there is a lot of making of money and there is a lot of coaches who are overwhelmed and don't have the time to talk to their players. I really hope they're going to talk and slow down, explain what the World Cup is to some of these young people and how special and important it is and how special and important the game is. I think this is a really big piece of the next 4 years is our youth community educating young people as to what a World Cup is. All right, one of the great sponsors of this show. It is Jan Christensen, Danish Inspirations, Modern Contemporary Furniture. For years, huge soccer fan. Of course, Jan is a big Denmark fan. We know that. He was just over with FC Copenhagen, winning the Danish Super League. Jan Christensen, DanishInspirations.com, 2775 Fondren. And that's where you go to get your stressless. DanishInspirations.com. It is the best in modern contemporary furniture. All right, Jan, you come on now, and I want to hear from you. The passionate Dane, the great Dane, Danish Dynamite. I want to hear from you, sir, how important it is and what it means to you that the World Cup is coming to Houston.
Thank you, Glenn. Thanks for bringing this up in the show, because I think it's so important. You know, when I arrived here in 1981, everyone told me soccer do not have a chance here. We baseball and football, that's it. And I couldn't even watch the 1982 World Cup final live. So for 35 years then, I played in Bear Creek with Houston United. Coming out Sunday morning, seeing all the fields packed with soccer-loving players and their families, hearing multiple languages, and then being part of the sweat and the hard work on the field in often, unbearable heat. And then a cold beer after discussing the game and the happenings in the world of soccer. Every year more teams came. We went from two divisions to four divisions and over 30 leagues and women's league and so on. We met at Richmond Arms and we watched the games. And every 4 years we watched the World Cup. We cheered together. We cried together. We celebrated the game. All these people, Glenn, all the people out in Bear Creek, the people, the coaches, the players, the referees, the organizers, the spectators, all these people with a passion for this beautiful game, they brought and are bringing the World Cup to Houston. They never gave up believing. And I did at some points. I gave up sometimes. But, you know, I've been blessed going to four World Cups. But this is big. And it's going to be a party like no other, a celebration of the game that we've never seen before in Houston. And that's my two cents, Glenn. And I love it.
Jan, over the years, having gotten to become friends with you, and by the way, you and I became friends through a mutual friend who was an owner of a professional team in this town, and just to watch you and your passion for the game, and you know, look, you've contributed to this show through sponsorship. We've had events at your store, Danish Inspirations, Modern Contemporary Furniture. Okay, let me put a plug in for you.
Yeah.
I have watched your passion for the game, and I think this is the celebratory side of having this come here. And I really, just to hear people talk tonight about the pride in the city. Andrew started with the pride and the pride that we have gotten the World Cup. Then we get three or four callers who are talking about taking their sons and daughters to these games and sharing these moments with them. And, you know, they're going to take a 7 or an 8 or a 9 or a 10-year-old or 11-year-old. It'll indelibly be etched in mind. And guess what? 35 years later, they're going to be talking about it as adults. These are the things that, to me, just are remarkable. They will take time, but they are absolutely remarkable. And, again, I can't thank you enough for your contributions simply to my show over all these years, because you've helped keep me on the air for whatever it is, 21 years.
It's beautiful, Glenn. And you know, we're going to talk about this a lot the next 4 years, of course. But as you said earlier, it's important that we really talk to the young people, the young 6, 7, 8 year olds, and talk about the importance of the World Cup and the importance of the game and the history and all that stuff. It's really important. So it's going to be beautiful, man. And I appreciate all your efforts to love for you and your love for the game.
Well, we all love it. And again, like I said before, this is not about Glenn Davis. This is not about Eddie Robinson. It's not about all the people that get the platform and get the limelight. This is about every single person in Houston. If you've bought a ticket to go to a Dash game, a Dynamo game, to all the international content and the stuff that's come through the stadium, if you line fields, if you coach teams, if you're a manager, it doesn't matter. You have all contributed to bringing the World Cup here. It's inclusive.
It is. Absolutely, Ben. Absolutely.
Okay, bro. I got a hard break here. I got to go to a commercial.
Thank you. Have a great show.
All right. That's Jan Christensen, Danish Inspirations, Modern Contemporary Furniture. By the way, I have a great stressless lounge chair. And you know what, Andrew? I have used it less than my dog has. That's all I can tell you. That's a nice thing to say, I guess. It's kind of funny, but It's kind of like, hey, I'm on the chair. It's mine. All right. Such a fun show tonight. It's so great hearing all the different people calling in here. All right. So, look, I got Houston Dash President Jessica O'Neill coming on. I'm asking the real questions that you all want to know. What's going on with James Clarkson? Will he ever coach the team again? Why hasn't Sarah Loudon been given the head coaching job? And why are we bringing in a Spanish coach? Okay, now I'm going to tell you, this is a definitive interview. And I'll tell you why. Because these are the hard-hitting questions. If we truly love the game and are passionate about it, we have to hold our pro teams to the transparency of talking about their clubs. We can't, if a coach is gone, just pretend it hasn't happened. So we as soccer fans, we as people in the media, have to ask the real questions. So we all got to lift our game, myself included. All right. Take a break, right? I'm a little bit hyped up tonight. All right. This show is always John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm.
Listening to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Brought to you by the Daspit Law Firm. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Glenn Davis.
All right, that's a great band, Rival Sons. That's a song called Electric Man. Really, really good band. 713-780-3776. You can call in and, like the other callers, have your say on why it's important to you that Houston was picked as a World Cup city. What it means to you. We've heard an awful lot of people talking about taking their young sons or daughters to these games. 713-780-3776. Reminder here that we do have the Houston Dynamo in action against the Chicago Fire this weekend coming up. And we'll give some tickets away at the end of this segment. That's, by the way, a man who played in the World Cup. Shaqiri was Switzerland, had that famous goal against Serbia, which is a part of our intro to this show that Michael Carroll put in. That was actually a game that I got to call. It was somewhat of a controversial celebration that he had, but Shaqiri will come in here with the Chicago Fire this weekend. And by the way, that's a game you can hear right here on ESPN 97.5. So call in right now if you would like to have your say on why it's important to you, what it means to you that the World Cup is coming to Houston. And, you know, I had so much to talk about here tonight. We've got so many interviews. We're so stacked up. We could have done 4 hours tonight here, no question. But if you want to talk a little bit about the World Cup, some of you from different parts of the world, call in. We've had great callers, 713-780-3776. And again, July 20th, we've got coming up a big one. Manchester City coming to town to take on Club America. Tickets at Ticketmaster.com. By the way, next week, I will have tickets to give away for that game. City, Manchester City against Club America. That is the CopaDeLoneStar.com. CopaDeLoneStar.com. Club America coming to town. All right. I think we have Kieran. Kieran, what do you got to say? And why is it important to you, Kieran, that the World Cup is coming to Houston?
Hey, Glenn.
Kieran, how are you? Give us your thoughts.
I'm good, man. I grew up in New Orleans. So in 1994, the New Orleans had a soccer team called the Gamblers.
I remember them.
The men's national team came to play as a kind of like a World Cup send-off. I was 9 years old. I'm 37 now. I've been waiting for this pretty much since 1994 for it to come back here so I could be old enough. I have two young boys now. I'm also with my father. We've never been to a World Cup game together. We're going to do everything we can to get there. I was actually in Italy in 2006 when Italy won the World Cup.
Oh, wow.
I let out a scream of joy on the 16th when Houston was picked. You know, that made us wait when I said Dallas and then Atlanta. But it means a lot. And my kids are going to remember this for the rest of their lives, and me and my dad are going to get to share this and remember this for as long as that we both have together still.
Man, that is absolutely wonderful. Kieran, thank you very much for that phone call. Thanks for telling us about that, and I'm already envisioning you with your sons and your father all taking this in, a couple generations of your family. It does not get much better than that. Thank you, Kieran.
Thank you, Glenn. Have a good night.
All right, you too. That's a great one there. So generationally, you'll have generations of families going. You know, I also told the story the other night about my father who played traditional sports and, you know, through his sons, right? My brother was drafted in the North American Soccer League, was a goalkeeper, Washington Diplomats. But through his sons, he comes to fall in love with the intricacies of the game and, you know, would watch the Premier League. And me and him would have calls when I was here in Houston talking about a game. And he'd tell me about players he liked. And he'd mention to me that, you know, I would have been, he goes, I think I would have been a good midfielder. That's where I would have probably played, you know, because I can run, I can go box to box. And, it's those things you sometimes forget about. But the generational turnover in this country from the game being passed on, right? If I don't have a man from Kearney, New Jersey, which is a heavily laden Scottish area, come out to the suburbs and decide to dedicate his time to a bunch of young kids growing up in the burbs, you know, a bunch of 8-year-olds, and become this godlike status to us when it came to soccer, just this remarkable man. I think about him every day of my life, just like I do my father. And who knows? I mean, these are the strokes of luck you get. Well, we just got we hit the mother load getting the World Cup coming here. And again, if it's not for the Houston soccer community and the participation, the engagement, the going to games and supporting the game and, all the things that come with passion and love for something, doesn't happen. You know who likes soccer? John Granato. I think Lance does too.
Lance is a big Everton fan.
I'm not sure about my buddy Joel Blank. I'm not sure about Paul, although he was in Seattle and he probably had to cover the Sounders. And who's the co-host with Paul, Jessica?
Vanessa.
Vanessa. Sorry, yeah. Vanessa. I apologize. I wonder if Vanessa likes soccer. Do we know?
I do not know. She's from Indianapolis, I believe.
Okay. So. Who else on our crew? Joel's partner.
Jeremy Branham.
Jeremy. I wonder if Jeremy likes soccer.
I'm not sure if he's a huge soccer guy. Yeah. I know that we've got a couple on the wheelhouse.
I think the wheelhouse guys are coming around. They got to be nice to me anyway when I come in here, right?
BK is very, very excited for the World Cup. Yeah. He understands the scope of it all. And Jake and Cody are coming around to it, slowly but surely.
Well, we got Qatar coming up. So we're going to have a good time with Qatar. And I'm going to try to weave in as many people in the station into some things that I'm going to be doing. Because, you know what? It's really important for me to get the opinions of all of you yourself, but everybody else who maybe are geared more towards traditional sports. 713-780-3776. What does the World Cup mean to you coming to Houston? 713-780-3776. You may be somebody that coaches a team. You may be somebody that basically plays every weekend with your over 50 team. Jan Christensen used to play with these guys up into his 60s, I believe. So we have a lot to talk about here. Okay, I believe Rodrigo de Luna is someone that we know very much from the soccer community. This is a guy that's promoted the game relentlessly throughout his entire career. He's another one of the reasons why we have the World Cup coming here. Rodrigo, you are on the clock. You got a minute. Tell us why it's important to you and Houston that we have the World Cup. What does it mean to you?
Hi, good evening, Glenn. How are you?
Good.
Aside from all the economic benefits, which people have constantly spoken about, it's a great thing for the soccer community, the image of soccer in this town, and the history of the sport in this town, and all the people who have worked tirelessly to promote the game, to nurture the game, to grow the game. It's a vindication that Houston is not some... Not some fluke that there's a reason why these international games come to Houston and do well here, because of the hard work of the people decades ago that have invested and worked and put their own money to it and time and even their headaches to make this thing happen.
Rodrigo, couldn't have put it better myself. Thank you so much. And by the way, thank you for all your contributions to the game. you know, throughout your many years of involvement, passionately doing it and doing it because I know how much this game means to you and a lot of your mentors like Victor Delgadillo, Paul Mendez, all these guys. Thank you for that, Rodrigo. Let's keep it moving. Let's go to Jorge now. Jorge, what do you have to say? What does the World Cup coming to Houston mean to you, Jorge?
When I was a kid, that was 10, we went to Italy in 82 when Italy won the World Cup in Spain, and I never saw a reaction to a sporting event, and I have not since like that. Like, the entire country went insane. When the games were on, you could have robbed a bank, you could have done whatever you wanted, like, nobody cared, everyone was watching the game. And it was a pretty improbable. I mean, they ended up coming back to beat Brazil. They beat Argentina. They beat Poland to get to the finals, and then beat a really good German team. And ever since then, I've loved soccer. I've tried to catch as much of it here as I can. In fact, today was the anniversary of watching Messi beat the crap out of us in 2016. And Houston's such an international city. Like, it's a city of visitors. I can't wait to see which teams we draw, and then interact with those fans and just watch this city do what it does best. And I can't wait to see the games. I wish it was this year.
It's going to be one big party. Hey, Jorge, are you interested in going to see a guy who played in the World Cup named Shakiri, who plays for the Chicago Fire?
Oh, hell yeah.
You want a pair of tickets for this weekend's game against the Houston Dynamo and Darwin Quintero and company?
Oh, crap. I've got a wedding to go to. Man, I wish.
Okay, you got a wedding to go to? That's okay. You can't bail on a wedding.
It's not mine, at least.
There'll be other Dynamo games. We can set you up down the road. Listen, thank you very much for that phone call. Now, Jorge said, and we appreciate that from Jorge. He said, when the World Cup was going on, you could rob a bank. And I was about to say, don't give anybody any ideas these days. This has been great. We got 1 minute here. Okay, so here's a couple of things that are going to go on here. First of all, I wanted to talk about the under-20 national team against Canada last night. They absolutely dominated them. It ended up 2-2, but the U.S. was far superior to Canada in that game. Jessica O'Neill is coming up on the show, the president of the Houston Dash. I do want to give a shout-out to the Dash. They had a huge road win at North Carolina Courage. 3 goals in the first 6 minutes of the second half. It was a road win. They're now third in the NWSL table. This has all occurred under Sarah Loudon. But the coaching situation there is kind of nebulous with the league investigating James Clarkson. So I'm going to ask her all the real questions that we need to ask. But some of the quality of the goals, Elizabeth Eddy had a pair, Nichelle Prince, Maria Sanchez, great goals. But you got to make the playoffs this year. I'm sorry. Being a team on the outside in the NWSL, not making the playoffs in a league that's very forgiving, and you got the talent of Prince, Daly, and this squad that's got Canadian gold medal winners, you got to make the playoffs. There's just no doubt about it. All right, we'll take a break. Now, what we're going to do right now is the first 3 callers right now at 713-780-3776. Is that good, first 3, Andrew, or do you want me to change it up?
Yeah, that's fine. It's on Guillermo's plate. It's not on my plate tonight.
Ah, well,
so
he's got to put people on hold. Okay, so do you want me to make it 2?
Whatever you want to do, Glenn. We'll figure
okay,
it out.
Okay, here's what we'll do. First caller will get a 4-pack. Second caller will get a pair. How about that? We'll give
sounds good.
Guillermo a little bit of a break. All right? To Chicago Fire, Houston Dynamo this weekend. Dynamo coming off a loss to Orlando City. And by the way, that game will air here on ESPN 97.5. You can join Eddie Robinson and myself for the call of that game. We'll do a half-hour pregame show. Okay, caller number 1, caller number 3 right now. Number 1, you get a 4-pack. Number 3, at 713-780-3776, you get a pair.
ESPN 97.5.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand-new luxury apartments. River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Lowe's knows tough jobs call for tougher tools. The new DeWalt Elite Series power tool accessories are built to last for the pro who doesn't stop. With precision fitment, durability, and impact resistance, finishing jobs faster has never been easier. Shop the new DeWalt Elite Series at an everyday low price exclusively at Lowe's. We help, you save.
Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with a sausage breakfast burrito, buddy it up with a honey buddy, or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.